This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Channel 101 in Los Angeles isn't a TV station. It's a monthly underground gathering where do-it-yourself video makers share a little homemade programs. It's been going strong since 2003, and alumni have gone on to jobs with Saturday Night Live, Adult Swim, and Funny or Die. Noah Nelson went to the Downtown Independent Movie Theater to check out the scene.
Channel 101 is known for its offbeat humor. What's different is the norm for these shows made in backyards, small apartments, and occasionally convenience stores. In this live-action riff on Alvin and the chipmunks on screen are played by real iguanas.
All right, you chipmunks. Hey, Simon.
The iguanas star in tonight's episode of the series Everything and get a lot of laughs from the mostly 20-something crowd. You'd be hard-pressed to find someone texting. After all, the filmmaker is probably sitting next to them. Here's another show from tonight's lineup, Gigglers. It's a sitcom about two crash-landed alien girls whose only form of communication is giggling. That may sound out there, and it is.
That booming noise in the woods last night? That was them crash-landing from space.
Look! Antenna! And you're the lucky best friend that gets to find out.
Gigglers was submitted by Callie Fontecchio, who has been coming to Channel 101 since August.
This is actually the first screening where I actually have a show in the lineup, so it's very exciting.
And nerve-wracking, says Fontecchio.
Because you're actually in a room full of your peers who all make shows exactly like you do and whom you respect on a very, like, high level.
And for good reason. The two guys who started it have big TV careers now. Dan Harmon is the creator of the sitcom Community, and Rob Schraub directs series like Parks and Recreation. The two friends moved out to Los Angeles together from Wisconsin over a decade ago. Harmon says that the spark for 101 came while they were writing a TV pilot directed by Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller gave Rob one of these new Sony DV hand cams. It was an incredible explosion for us, and it coincided with our first huge, gigantic professional failure.
That pilot never aired, but they started making handycam shorts just to make each other laugh. Soon they were throwing parties where their friends would share their own shorts. In the era before YouTube, those parties outgrew the living rooms where they began and moved to bigger venues. Schraub says their agent pushed them to be more selective with what was screened.
Because there were ones that were 15 minutes long that were just awful, just really terrible.
And so there's no way we're going to start saying what's best and what's not,
yeah.
Because then it's just... We've already learned that the geniuses of yesterday are the tyrants of today, and we've suffered that fate.
As Harmon puts it, they were too afraid to be the ones to make brutal cuts. They wanted to pass that responsibility on to someone they could trust.
So Rob said, what if we put the audience in charge?
Channel 101 is a democracy where the audience votes. Of the 10 shows that screen, only 5 make the cut to return the next month. That kind of rejection is familiar to Brennan Campbell, who began submitting to 101 and getting rejected again and again while he still lived in Indiana.
It's really brutal. You get rejected a lot. The audience might not vote you back. And I think that really helps people who are selling real TV shows and working in the industry because you get so used to rejection. You're immune to it after a while.
The rejection is a rite of passage. And after the show, everyone gathers on the roof of the movie theater to celebrate or soften the blow. That's the secret sauce of Channel 101. Anything goes. And it's okay to fall flat on your face. The rest of the comedy nerds and film freaks in the not-quite-secret club will be waiting for you afterwards, ready to see what you cook up next. For NPR News, I'm Noah Nelson in Los Angeles.
Noah Nelson is a reporter for Turnstile News, a project of Youth Radio.